Hey, listen, our next guest is probably not really sympathetic to the plight of the Edmonton Oilers. The president of the Columbus Blue Jackets here is John Davidson. JD, how are you?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you?
Good, thank you.
We're all right.
Good.
How are things in Columbus?
Well, things in Columbus are a little bit interesting, for sure. It's been a tough ride for us, no question. The club has gotten into a bind with our injuries. It's not an excuse, it's a fact. And it's really derailed what we expected to be. We went 7-1 in preseason, which doesn't mean a lot. We started the season 4-2, and in my opinion, it should have been 5-1. And then we got hammered to the point of almost exhaustion with the amount of injuries. We still have 5 or 6 or 7 guys out, and we're just trying to muddle through it and survive. At times we play well, at times we don't. We're giving up 4 goals a game, and that's not going to win any games. About that simple.
Has it been goaltending, or that's just a part of it?
No, it's everything from A to Z. It's primarily, when you have $32 million in salary sitting on the sidelines for a number of games just because of injuries, you're bringing up people from the minors, putting them into positions, moving guys from fourth line to second line, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Everything's out of balance. We haven't been as good defensively as we should be. That's a fact, too. But I honestly think if we were a healthy team, like a good number of our teams in this league, we'd have a decent record, much, much, much better record than what we have. So I sit here with our hockey group, and we try to analyze exactly where we are and what we have. It's awfully hard to figure out where we are with what we have. Mm-hmm. And so we're not going to run out and do anything foolish trade-wise. That's just not going to happen, because we need to find a way to get this group back to health and then see exactly what we have and go from there.
The expectations were pretty high, I think, in Columbus.
Yeah, and deservedly so, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that at all. It's good. You have to deal with them.
How is your fan base responding, though?
Actually, they've been very, very good. I mean, I think that for the most part, and we've done a nice job here rebuilding the season ticket base, et cetera, and it's gone really well. But the fans have been, from my point of view at least, very, very understanding of the situation, at times very frustrated and should be. But the understanding is pretty good. I think I'm actually quite impressed with our fans with the way they've dealt with this whole thing like we have. They've been supporting us. They come out. They look for good things. And they've been remarkably supportive, very, very supportive.
John, you mentioned you want to stay patient, not pull off any crazy trades. I think it was 136 man games lost to injury for you guys before you took on Winnipeg last night. How do you stay patient through something like this?
You have to deal with it. I mean, this isn't a case of a hockey club that's, I mean, nobody stays 100% healthy, even though you look at a team like Pittsburgh and up until the Dupuis injury, they've been pretty good. But you expect a certain amount of injuries. You have to deal with your depth, et cetera. We were the youngest team in the season, going into the season in the league. And then when you get hammered with anywhere from 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 of your players out, we had 3 of our 4 centermen out. We had our goalie out. We had 2 of our top 4 defensemen out. I don't know what you can expect. So you expect to play hard. You expect to maybe steal points here and there. That's been hard to come by. But you've got to gather your thoughts and say, okay, this isn't because it's a team that's badly coached. It isn't a team that just doesn't have talent. This is a team that hasn't been given a fair chance to show what they have. So with that being said, we who are in charge, you deal with people. Like when I was in St. Louis, that was a 7-year rebuild. And it was torturous at times. And we would have town hall meetings with season ticket holders, great fans, because the fans there when we were there, so there, and at first it was only 4,000 or 5,000 fans, but they were there, those people, and they watched the team come in as with young players and watched the rebuild happen. We weren't fortunate enough to be loaded with money so you could go out and make mistakes or do whatever you had to do. We had to do things through the draft and build that way, and that was it. And But a lot of times, some of the fans would say, well, why don't you trade a first rounder or one of your first rounders and bring in somebody that's in the 30s and maybe could help us and this and that. I said, I understand what you're asking for, but I'm being paid here to rebuild the franchise.
Are you
and
getting?
I think our patience paid off in St. Louis when you see where they are now.
Definitely. Are you getting calls from other teams that are maybe looking to get something out of you guys right now?
Yeah, Yarmo's our general manager. He talks to teams every day, and that's that sounds like a cliche, but it's the truth. We talk to teams every day. There's nothing imminent. Everybody talks about what their needs are and what they're willing to try to trade. And usually, at this time of the year, that isn't something that makes a lot of sense. Generally, when you get into trading in this league, it's either at the trade deadline or just prior to it, or it's at the draft. That's when the majority of trades do happen. And during the season trades, as you can see over the last number of years, there isn't very many. So, I mean, you're always constantly looking, always constantly trying to think. I can say this much, that if we make a deal for this team, I know we added Leopold, a defenseman from St. Louis, because we were down to using our 12th, 13th defenseman in the depth charts of our franchise. So we needed somebody, and Leo came in, and he's been good for us. But we just needed to find an NHL player that could help us back there. That was after the Federer Tootin injury, who was a good defenseman for us when he tweaked the knee, and we've been told it would be 4 to 6 week injuries. So we needed to find somebody.
I want to take a couple minutes and just get your take on this Jack Johnson story. Did you have any idea what was going on? I wouldn't think so.
Yeah, we had some. It's been a very, very tough situation for Jack. I wouldn't wish this on anybody. I don't know the exact details. A lot of that type of business is private business. I've been supportive with Jack, and certainly as a franchise, trying to help him get through this whole thing. And I think that with Jack, when you're really close to your family since childhood, it's even a more difficult thing to go through. This isn't like going through something where there's some agent out there who's taking you to the cleaners. Like we have seen, I go back to the days of that Richard Sorkin on Long Island back in the early 70s.
Right.
There's been some bad guys out there that really are bad people. This situation, I can't really get into it. I don't know enough to say, and I've read a lot about it recently for sure. But this is just a really, really difficult situation. The one thing that for Jack is hockey is a sanctuary. The locker room is a sanctuary. The workout room where he goes in and lifts 8 million pounds of weights, that's his sanctuary. So with teammates who are terrific, with the whole hockey thing, it's going to have to be a long ride, but I think he'll get through this thing.
Well, the good news is he's still young, wouldn't you say, JD?
Yeah, exactly right. When he gets into the further years of his hockey career, and touch wood, he stays healthy, he's going to, if he plays the way he's capable of playing, and it can't be easy trying to play with a fresh mind or a relaxed mind. It's got to be difficult. But I think along the way here, if he can find a way and get support and then... You know, he has more earning years left ahead of him to try and get himself settled and set for the future of his life.
Yeah, John, what gets me about this is, I mean, obviously teams and leagues have, you know, educational conferences, whatever, for rookies coming into the league. But how do you get around something like this? Your own parents doing something like this to you? It's very heartbreaking for me when I read this, and you know, that's what gets me is like, how do you protect somebody against their own parents? And that's what it looks like this situation is.
I can't imagine. I just can't imagine. And again, I don't have the specific details, and I don't know who did what or how they did it or whatever, but it certainly is it's a difficult situation. I think that what could be interesting here is along the way, when these tragedies happen, you look for some kind of good to come out of it. Maybe there's a way where the Players Association gets involved and they have checks and balances that the players and the agents can go through with finances somehow. I know everybody has their own personal business, but somehow when you put your trust into other people and whether it's investments or whatever it is, who checks them out? type mm-hmm. of thing. You know what I'm getting at? Mm-hmm. So maybe there's something that can come out of this thing. Is everybody in those positions can put their heads together and try to get something good to come out of this thing.
Yeah, having said we got to go, but having said that, as you indicated, JD, you know, if you can't trust your parents, you know. Mm-hmm. Well, listen, better luck. It's been a rough ride for the last little while, but hopefully you get healthier as the year progresses, and who knows, maybe you can pull a rabbit out of the hat.
We did it last year. You never know.
You never know.
This is a deeper hole already, but I do appreciate it. We're not we're a club that's going to be going forward. We've been hit with a tsunami here. We have to deal with it. That's just what it is. You got to deal with it.